Welcome to the Perfect Storm. I am here filling in for Phil again. Where in the world is Wally? Phil?
He's still teaching in a land far, far away. It's a communist country, so I'm not going to mention it.
Uh-huh. So just in case. In honor of Phil, we've left his seat empty again.
Mm.
Morgan?
Good to be here.
Good to have you here, mate.
It's good to be here.
Put your face up, mate.
Here we go.
Come on. Every week I got to get you. Put your face up.
I just don't like my face being on it. But let's kick it off with some comments. We got a few good ones today. George Winters, I think the AI devotee is fast forwarding God's return.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. We're seeing that, those using AI fast forwarding God's return. Robert Martin, he poses a question to us. He's enjoying the talks. He wants to ask, are you able to address the SDA connection with the United Nations, Justin?
Well, that's Kyle's speciality.
Oh, Kyle.
Well, you see, I don't use SDA. I use Adventist. That's the approved acronym.
Okay, sorry. George, come on.
Come on, George. We're not trying to hide the Seventh-day part. It's just people don't know what the... What's the, if you Google SDA, it comes up.
You're avoiding the question here, mate. Stop avoiding the question.
It's some accounting association or something.
It doesn't matter.
It matters to me. Look, it's a real hot topic, that one. Some people from church in higher levels have had some very serious conversations with me about what I believe on the topic because they're so fearful that I might believe the same thing that Justin does on the topic. It's honestly not a topic I follow regularly. The reason they threw this question to me is because I don't know, but I don't believe it's anything malicious or intentional. There's very likely some unwitting people that have stumbled into some meetings that look suspicious, but I doubt they are.
Mm.
And it was United Nations, wasn't it?
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of money on offer for certain organizations to do things that other people wouldn't agree with them that they should be doing. But like I said, I don't think there's anything intentionally malicious. There's goodwill and good intention that is likely been possibly the wrong thing to do, possibly the right thing to do at the wrong time with the wrong administration. Things are messy.
Come on, you're dancing here, mate.
If it's got anything to do with money, it's going to be messy and opinionated.
Yes.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Yes.
That the UN and other governments, particularly the US government and USAID particularly, used NGOs, non-governmental organizations, to do some of their dirty work.
Mm.
Mm.
You've got to be very careful who you get in bed with.
Mm. Yeah. Another comment. Katrina Innes, watching the Three Angels' messages in motion, it's mind-blowing how quickly and easily God is fulfilling his word. Thank you for the great reminder to keep our heart and our eyes fixed heavenward, not fearing what this world brings, as we have Jesus behind us and the protection he brings with his grace. And I know Katrina. Maybe, do you know Justin? Katrina from...
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to pray for you too, Katrina. Family's going through some illness and sickness, so we want to pray for you as well, Katrina. Our hearts go out to you and our prayers also.
Mm.
Moving on, Cassandra, ever reliable Cassandra. She loves hearing men pray.
Mm. Okay? There you go.
So
we'll have to get one on the show.
There'll be a choice of three to end off with prayer. She says it shows our softer side.
Mm. It's true.
And that women love this. So, okay. Beautiful women prayer, Kyle. Thank you.
Soft men. Interesting.
Andrew J., he appreciates the broad spread of international news in the week. Politics, check. Natural disasters, check. Financial distress, check. War, check. Pestilence, and he leaves a space, nearly Russia threatening biological attack on animals. Best of all, we know that Jesus and prayer are the solution.
Mm. Amen.
Someone called Kyle Vincent said Justin is ageless. So
Kyle's a good man.
We agree. A Justin is ageless.
A better man.
We saw Kyle this week. He's been doing some filming, and we can't wait to see the end result.
Yeah. Another question. Might throw this one to you, Justin. Do you think the papacy, this is Yojo Mama,
Do they get these names? Yojo Mama.
Hey, her mother might have given it to her.
Okay, sorry. Sorry. It's a beautiful name.
Do you think the papacy could help the US out financially, but conditionally?
Look, they've certainly got a big treasury, haven't they? They're infamous for being the largest shareholder on earth.
Mm.
Their investments and just their land. I'm sure they've taken a hit in recent years due to their bad behavior of their priesthood.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no doubt there's going to be that stuff go on. And whether we'll know publicly or whether that's already been done, who knows? But America's debt level is starting to freak everyone out. They're going to go to $2 trillion deficit again this year. Right now, this fiscal year, they're $1.4 trillion in debt further.
Mm. Wow.
Crazy. So they go... They're going to have to, excuse the pun, they need a Hail Mary on this one.
Mm, that was good.
You say the Catholic Church is in debt.
No, the America is in debt.
Oh, I thought the question was about the papacy.
Yeah, they'll come to the rescue.
Oh.
That was the inference in question. I agree with
I was playing with the air conditioner. I wasn't focused on what you
clearly,
saying.
I said, and America needs a Hail Mary. That's a famous last desperate. You got that. Kyle's not that even on the set yet.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Kyle's coming. Come on.
He's been in New Zealand too long, mate. He's talking with an accent now.
Yeah. Andrew Arlene J.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation 18. And verse 17 talks about Babylon's riches coming to nothing very quickly. Is the Great Reset the end of time? Or do you think it happens prior to the establish of the US as a final superpower?
I don't see the Great Reset as being fulfilled in that. That's bankruptcy, what they're describing there. And the Great Reset is perpetrated by globalists on the left side of politics, the King of the South. I don't think the King of the South has much to say right at the end.
Mm.
So I'm not a big advocate to say the Great Reset's going to definitely happen. I don't think it will, actually, because it's not. It will be a devastating thing that's been spoken about there, where the merchants of the earth and all that describe that her great wealth has come to naught in 1 hour. It says so very rapidly there's a financial correction, which would be the mother of all financial corrections.
Okay. So it's coming. It's coming.
And the Great Reset, if I'm in understanding what's being meant by the question, who was this one?
Oh, this was Andrew.
Oh, good on you, Andrew. Andrew's regularly asking stuff. Say good day to Andrew. And I'm not thinking the Great Reset's actually going to take place in the way it's being described by, you know, the economic World Economic Forum and these guys that want you'll own nothing and be happy, Great Reset. I don't think that's going to happen.
Mm, okay. All right. Thanks, Justin. A few more from Cassandra as we wrap up our comments. Kyle's such a stirrer, but I love it. Yes. Go, Kyle.
Yes.
He is a stirrer.
You have read that correctly.
Yeah, Cassandra. You have, Cassandra.
So we'll see what he does today to stir the pot. She also says, Phil, come on, Phil.
Yeah. We used to have the books, Where's Wally? We're going to print one called Where's Phil?
Where's Phil? Where's Phil?
Thanks, Cassandra. So,
We're gonna kick it off, and we've got if you are any follower of all things sport,
no,
it's the World Cup. Justin, fan.
I can't see your face on the screen again.
Me?
Yeah, I like seeing your face when you're talking.
All right, I'll keep it up.
I'm not following the World Cup. Probably don't want England to win. I shouldn't say that on there, should I?
Why not?
You can.
I don't know. They play us in cricket, everything. And
oh, okay. That makes sense.
They've given their country away. I'm not a big fan.
Mm.
Fair enough.
So a few things are happening. France lost this morning.
To who?
They lost to Spain.
Is it like the semifinals or anything special or just like
it was
close?
A semifinal.
It was a semi.
They're nearly to the end.
Right.
So want to show this.
Ooh.
Ooh, there's a good cut. So here we see this is Paris burning right now after they lost to Spain.
It looks Saigon at the end of the in the Vietnam War.
What's with all the people running
the away and burning?
What are they running for?
So
the police are coming through.
The police are coming.
Macron earlier, a few hours earlier, said that France is an island of peace during the military parade. So anyway, I just thought I'd throw that out there. I had a hunch.
You predicted this.
I had a hunch that there would be some unrest. I thought it would have been in America, but turns out it was in Paris, and they lost. So that's one to watch. Just thought I'd throw
we
that
feel
in.
Like doing that after the state if of origin, somebody, but we don't.
If somebody could there. Tell us in the comments what this is achieving, I'd yeah. like to know.
Well, who knows?
I didn't know there was anybody left in France that supported the French football team.
It's a French tradition.
I thought they'd replace their population.
Not quite.
But turning gears, we want to talk about someone by the name of Mitch McConnell.
Mitch the turtle.
Mitch McConnell.
Why do they call him the turtle, Justin?
Look at his mouth and his neck and his mouth. He looks like one.
Okay.
So look at his. What's happening here?
So I had been hearing for a couple of weeks that he was already dead, that his Chinese wife had flown home to China and hadn't come back. That's what I had heard. But then there was this proof of life photo and a very long explanation about the fact that he blacked out. And so why is this at all important? I think that if he has actually passed away or if he's officially brain dead, then they have to like vote somebody else into that role.
Special election.
Have a special election. But if they can wait until after the, what is it, 3rd of August?
3rd of August.
Yeah. Then what happens?
Then they can just appoint someone. The governor gets to appoint.
Instead of an election.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's Lindsey Graham's death, same thing. The governor will appoint a replacement until they come up to the next election.
Which is close, is it? Is
well, it if his seat, it's a bit confusing because not every election is everyone's seat.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of they go for a lot longer, senators. So, but if he was due, I don't know if Lindsey Graham was due to come up in the
gotcha.
This time in November, but...
So, I believe...
Mitch McConnell doesn't have a wedding ring on. The paper is the date.
In that photo.
You'd hold the paper and say, hey, I'm still alive.
Wouldn't they take the ring off in hospital anyway?
Yeah. But they've dressed him up.
In blue jeans.
He's not in a gown.
Are you suggesting there's something suspicious about this awfully regular photo?
I am because the paper, look how he's holding it. He's scrunching it with his fingers.
His fingers probably don't go straight anymore.
He's being resuscitated on the 911 call. They're saying they're resuscitating a male. he's not well.
For our YouTube viewers, I think there's actually some leaked video footage of after that photo was taken.
Proof of life?
Proof of life video.
Yeah. Yes, they enhanced it with AI somewhat.
Wow, bring it up. Not sure. Let's, here we go.
Awfully plausible to me.
If you're on YouTube, you can see, but on the radio, he's rap dancing.
I think they call it break dancing, not rap dancing.
Oh, sorry, break dancing.
Rap dancing would maybe be more like a crip walk or something, but that was, you call that break dancing.
Yeah, well, he's breaking a leg anyway. Yeah, break a leg.
We're going to keep on the topic of...
How old are these senators?
Well,
There should be a cutoff. I'm sorry.
Would the cutoff be you have to know the difference between break dancing and rap dancing?
That could be one. Could be one.
Well, I'll never go on there, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
Give me 10 push-ups or something. I don't know what they could do, but yeah. They've got to be. Look, at Trump is nearly that old.
Yeah.
He's 80, just about.
Mm.
Anyway.
Want to keep on the topic of old U.S. politicians, someone by the name of Lindsey Graham. You mentioned it before, Justin.
He's only 71.
71? Would you say that's old?
He's only like two years older than you, isn't he?
Four or five?
I'm 57 this year, so the closer I'm getting up there, it sort of doesn't seem almost, as old.
Almost within 10 years of that.
Almost.
Mm.
So he takes a trip.
Yeah.
Some things happen.
Right.
What happens to Lindsey Graham?
Well, he's died.
He went to Ukraine.
Okay.
He toured, I think it was on the Friday, he tours a weapons factory, they're making drones, and he's got a picture of him holding the drone. He comes, whatever he did, he tipped off the Russians because they bombed that factory that day. He did a press conference saying what he's going to do when he gets back to America. Now, this is where it starts to get murky. And we would never advocate conspiracy theories on this show.
Nobody can die a regular death anymore.
No, it's just so they bomb the hotel where he's staying as well.
Mm. When did they bomb the hotel?
Well, he's dead on the Saturday. He's flown back to America.
When did he fly back?
After the Prince conference, he's dead in 35 hours or something, they said.
Right.
Well.
Press conference was Friday.
There's a whole, this has gone nuts on the internet, and there's a lot of factual stuff that's starting to look, that doesn't line up.
Mm.
We don't know, but he is dead. No one disagrees with that. How it happened is the thing. Some are saying he's been poisoned. Some are saying he was killed in the strikes on the hotel where he was, and they've just flown his body back. They announced he had a short illness. He's died after a short illness. But then the autopsy or the medical report says he has a torn aorta, which is not short illness. It's death. It's pretty fast.
Really, really short.
Really short heart illness. Failure. So this is a...
Is that like a regular heart attack, torn aorta, or yeah. How do you tear your aorta?
I don't know, mate.
You're torn a few things, but not my aorta.
I did Greek and Hebrew at college. I didn't do medicine.
Or dance.
This is the thing about today, a rap dance, then yeah. Break dance
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
You don't know what to believe anymore. No one trusts what we get told.
Mm.
Everyone straight away, because it was unexpected. The guy's not sick. You can see him the day before. Mm. He looks as fit as a Mallee bull. He's just, for a 71-year-old, okay, he's on an international flight. I'm sure the guy has some good medical cover.
Mm.
Being in a senator in America, he's got great doctors. But people do die of heart attacks. He's a regular rhino, a Republican in name only.
Mm-hmm.
He has supported Trump consistently.
Has he?
And every single war that's ever been fought, he wants America to get involved in.
I was going to say, I don't think he supported him when he didn't want a war. He always wanted a war.
He's very aligned with Israel. He's very a hawk against Iran and Russia. He said the other day that they should just nuke Russia.
Mm.
Like, he's a real warmonger. He was, and now he's dead. He's from a conservative state in the United States. He's South Carolina, isn't he? South Carolina will appoint or North Carolina, might be North Carolina. It's one or the other. They'll appoint someone just from the governor to replace him, but he's a very big figure in the United States, and he's not loved by the MAGA Republicans. They don't like him generally. Because he always supports Israel and every war getting involved, even though it's not America's war. So he's gone.
Mm.
He's gone.
Sad. Sad nonetheless.
Very.
There's a theme. There's a thread running through things today. And that is that we've got Enn Widdecombe from the UK.
The British.
British.
Yep. Conservative member of parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Big.
I'll pull up some footage.
Alliance. Oh, yeah. Look at the footage.
Now, let's read it. Footage of the suspect in the murder of Enn Widdecombe has been released, showing him leave his home early on Wednesday morning carrying a weapon, driving nearly 300 miles. And killing the 78-year-old lady. And again, police have reiterated no political motivation.
Mm. Well, that's changed.
Yeah, it has changed. They've come out just in the last 24 hours or so saying that it was terrorism. It was politically motivated. This particular gentleman, the suspect, is believed to have had communist literature, other things like that. And so it shows the intent.
What's wrong with communist literature?
What's its ideology?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
They should be able to trace his Facebook posts and everything. Mm. We're hearing very little.
Mm.
I wish we would get more information, but I think that jeopardizes court cases and everything. They have arrested this guy. And they changed their tack. They said, no terrorism, no political. This poor lady has been clubbed to death in her home. Beautiful home, you know, English countryside, and just very, very sad, very sad. And increasingly, they, man, I saw this interview of one of the high court judges being questioned about her safety. It's unreal. She wears a bulletproof vest. She's on the highest court in the United States. She has her own police, and they get all sorts of stuff happening in their home. Their kids aren't safe. It's horrendous. Mm. In the last 5 years, it's got really bad. And to listen to this lady get interviewed, it's quite shocking. You think it'd be a great honor to be one of the high court magistrates, a high court judge in the US.
That one?
She's the one that was killed, yeah.
Hmm.
She's a big ally of Nigel Farage.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she's like their Pauline Hanson. And it's, oh, by the way, it can come here.
Mm.
It can come here. People are getting quite polarized and very angry.
Mm.
And they're resorting to driving 300 miles. How many Ks is that?
Like 450.
500?
500.
I'm going to go with 480. Let's see who was right. 300 miles in dollars.
460.
482.
Oh, well, that's okay.
Congratulations, Kyle.
It's a bit sad, a bit depressing, really, but yes. Violence is coming everywhere, and they always say it's all right wing and all that, but it's actually the left is always far more violent than the right.
Mm.
Nearly every communist got to power in a coup.
And the soccer fans are violent also.
They're lefty soccer fans. Everyone knows that.
Justin, okay. where do we turn to for safety then? You know, in this world, this show is the perfect storm, right? We see a storm brewing more and more in the world. Where's our safety? Where do we turn to?
You turn to the scriptures. This old book, this leather-bound book, the Bible, is your safety.
Mm.
And it's your fortress. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty.
Mm.
I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Psalm 91.
Mm.
It's a beautiful psalm. Jesus quotes Psalm 91. It's called the Psalm of Protection. And if you're ever in duress and danger, and we can all get there, I've been in lots of situations, Psalm 91 is a good psalm to memorize. I taught it to my kids. I memorized it myself.
Mm.
It's a psalm of protection. You got to – everyone's got to just chill a little bit on this politics too. They just think that's going to be the solution, their side winning. It's not going to be the solution. Jesus is the answer.
Mm.
It's not going to be Pauline Hanson or Albanese, or it's not going to be this one or that one. Everyone's deranged over Trump. You can't even mention the man.
Mm.
Like, get over it. It is what it is. There's bigger issues in life. How's your relationship with God?
Mm.
That's the biggest issue you can ask.
Because
that stuff goes past death.
Mm. I love Psalm 91. Kyle, I want to throw a question to you. What's a psalm or what's a verse that has been a source of strength and encouragement and protection for you? I'm putting you on the spot.
Yeah, you did put me on the spot. It's a great question.
While you think of one, I appreciate yours, Justin.
He was up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
You shared of Psalm 91.
Is that hanging? Is there a verse on that?
Ask him a Bible question.
How to get more sleep?
How to get more sleep? I appreciate and love the verse in Genesis 15 where
God 14,
says,
"Oh, you'd hide me in the grave.
That's a good
one. Conceal me till your wrath is past, and you'll call, and I will answer you. You'll desire the work of your hands."
Genesis 15, where God speaks to Abram and says that, you know, I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward. And God promises not just to give us a shield, but he is our shield.
Amen.
He is our strength. He is our protection.
Ever-present help.
That's
in
right.
times of trouble.
That's right. So we want to shift gears to Georgia, Fulton County.
Unless hang on, Kyle.
It's fine. You can shift gears.
Go for it, Cole. Share your verse with us.
No, the first thing that came to mind was John 1, just that he was in the beginning. All things were made through him. Like, this is all his domain. And so when things look like they're in the control of the enemy, ultimately God is in control and it's his domain. And yeah, I think it's easier to lose because we are in this world, right? We only tend to think of this world and the troubles around us, but ultimately we don't have to be the victim. We don't have to be the one that's in trouble. All these things happen for our learning and for our admonition, and ultimately God's in control. And if he's allowed us to go through something, then he's allowed it for a reason, and we can get through with his support, and he's in control.
Absolutely. We want to shift to Fulton County elections. Justin, what's happening in the next, couple of days?
Well, everyone's trying to guess, and Trump's letting a few through, but he has announced that Thursday night in America at 9 o'clock at night on the East Coast, so he catches the West Coast couple of hours earlier for them. He's going to make some big presidential address to the nation, which is usually before you go into a war or something. So it's got to be, it can't be just, I had a perfect phone call. You know, he's got to have something sizable here. What everyone is saying and the reaction of all the anti-Trump forces, they're all jumping on elections. He seems to have uncovered some evidence that he's going to share with the nation about corruption in the US elections, is my guess from what sitting here. We will soon know. By the time this goes to air on Friday afternoon, that should become news around the world, what he's talking about. But play the clip of him.
Yeah, we'll bring it up. Here we go.
Machines and integrity. Can you give us sort of a sneak peek about what to expect and tell
the audience? Well, I'd rather save it. It will concern that subject, and we'll have a couple of other things to
say.
Why
should people
watch,
though?
But I'd rather save it, but it's really big news. It's really, really big news. And our country has to shape up. But that's what we're going to be talking about Thursday is it doesn't get bigger. Because without free and fair elections, you don't have a country. We'll be discussing other things too. But
cats out.
So
it does concern
Venezuela. Talk to us, Kyle, about Venezuela and why that's playing into all this as well.
Well, Maduro is still not in Venezuela. He's still in America, isn't he? And his wife. And so how long are they going to leave that guy in a prison and just let him rot? Or do you think he's actually singing like a canary, as they say? And at least the rumors online is that he does sing like a canary because he's interested in saving himself.
So machine voting, we have here in Canberra in the ACT, machine voting, where you go and you just have to press the buttons on a box. The word, the rumor, and there's been mounting sort of speculation or evidence even that these things have been corrupted. They were online, and anything that's online can be hacked. And that's what's – I think they were very keen to have Maduro come back to America. They went to a great extent to keep this guy alive because that's where it all started, with the machines and the election. So we're speculating at this point.
And then there's, Mike Lindell from MyPillows.
Yes.
And Sydney Powell. They were getting sued by what was the company? Anyways, the one
that owned the machines.
I've got Acumatica on my mind, but it's not that. It sounds like that. Smartmatic or something, the voting machine companies. They were suing them for misrepresenting them, for vilifying their name, their brand. Yep. But they've all now been settled and closed those cases. They're not continuing to pursue them, which is interesting.
Well, we're about to find out. And the two senators... because it all centers around Georgia and Fulton County, where Trump was charged with trying to interfere with the election after the election. And you remember the prosecutor, what was her name? She turned up in this church.
Fannie Willis. And her boyfriend.
And it turns out it was all a bit of a show. But Warnock and Ossoff, these two Democratic senators elected in a very Republican state, they're being put all over the internet and by the left-wing media as coming under scrutiny on how they won their elections. Let's see. But this, it sounds big by what, but everything Trump does is the biggest and the greatest in human history. So you hear his allies and his spokespeople, they've been boasting for a week, say, just wait till next week. Steve Bannon, just wait till next Wednesday, next Thursday. So something's coming. Something's coming.
Lots happening too in Iran. I want to bring some footage up here of what's happening. We can see, you see these drones coming down, striking.
This is Iran. They're missiles, I think.
Saw a post the other day how they were nominating Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize for stopping the Iran war 36 times in less than 12 months or something. Did you see that one?
No.
I thought that was funny.
He has stopped and then started again and stopped and started again.
Big ships going up.
It's terrible.
Apparently, both sides are sinking oil tankers in the Strait of Hormuz at the moment. So, and Trump has said, I'll put a 20% tariff on it. Now they've been reporting that, no, they're not going to do that. It's so chaotic. It's so chaotic. Russia is in terrible trouble with their fuel situation. The Crimea and all these places, they're just running out of fuel.
When do you think Putin's had enough of all that and he's going to start throwing some hurdy bombs around?
Mate, he's a Russian. They're tough up there. He's not going to give up, is he?
Did you see that Tucker's put out an exclusive with a guy who says it's all just a cover up for the amount of money that Putin stole and he's trying to create another villain?
No, I haven't seen that.
Pretty fascinating.
There's a lot of corruption in Ukraine especially and Russia as well. I've been in airports over there where they won't let you get your suitcase until you pay them extra. Like they just – Australians aren't used to that stuff. We don't – yeah, we can't bear it if the Prime Minister tells a lie. Over there, they're just – the whole levels of corruptions in the whole government is unbelievable. So, of course, it's going on.
It was while I was in New Zealand – I was talking to some friends who are from Ukraine who were talking. I said to them, why is such and such still in Kiev? Why doesn't he get out? And they said, well, it's like $20,000, $30,000 now that you've got to pay to the right people to tell you when the drones are not running and when the border guards are on break and then you have to hike a mountain and you have to get through. And they said, if something goes wrong, there's a whole system. If something goes wrong, you don't get your money back and you go straight to the front lines. And so
just keep your head down.
The women can go in and out as they please, but the men of fighting age are just stuck there in the country now, and it's too hard to get out without paying a lot of money to somebody who's corrupt who'll let you out the back door or – yeah, anyways, it's just crazy, just so sad.
Yeah, I was at a church social on Saturday night, and there's a lady from the community who came who's Russian, and her husband's an Aussie, and I got to talk to her about Ukraine war. She's a Russian. She said, this whole thing is so silly. It's like New South Wales and Queensland fighting each other. They're all cousins. They're all connected. They've all got the same language, same culture. This is a mad, mad war, and it's getting worse and worse. And the goal of the Ukrainians is to kill 1,000 Russians a day, and they're meeting that goal. They're meeting that goal. It's just terrible and sad. And we got a different book offer this week, Cole. What is it?
Yeah, so this one... I actually got a text from the author who let me know that it was available, but that text was far too long, so I'm going to just read the description of the book.
Justin, do you get texts from book authors?
Authors? No, mate, no.
Justin, me neither. Justin authors books.
I do know this author. James Rafferty is a good guy.
In a time of global uncertainty and rapid change, many are questioning where the nations of the world, including America, are headed next. Long before today's headlines, the Bible spoke about the rise, the role, and the future of nations. Could those ancient prophecies still have meaning today? This short and easy-to-read booklet explores insights from the books of Daniel and Revelation and uncovers a perspective on America's future that is both eye-opening and hopeful. So this book is called America at 250, and it's obviously based around the birthday party of America as a nation being founded. And
brand new book too.
brand new compilation. Not an
old rehash. It is James Rafferty's brand new.
So they have only 200 of those in Australia, at least that we have access to at this stage. So if we sell out early this week by giving them away for free, then we'll have to get another box. But we have secured a box.
So everyone listening to this, if you're on, and by the way, I found the podcast one of the easiest ways to listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
You just go to the Faith FM podcast and they have a perfect storm.
The Faith FM app.
Sorry, app. And they have a perfect storm. You can click on and you'll get updates when the show comes out. It's really easy as you're driving in the car.
Mm.
I watch it on YouTube normally just because I like to see Kyle. I like to see Kyle.
Oh, that's common.
But, yeah, I'm into the app now. The app's really good. But you can comment on YouTube is the other thing.
Thanks for that information, Justin. So the book keyword then is 250-250. And if you text that word or those three numbers, 250-250, we will get you the America at 250. What's the subtitle on that book, Morgan? Have you got that there?
America at 250, what does the Bible say comes next?
So if you want to know what the Bible says is coming next, we want you to text 250 to 0482-082-876. I'll read that number again. You're just texting the three numbers, 250. Text that to 0482-082-876. And I did it just before, and the bot called Charity, because she's giving you these for free. I guess that's why they called it Charity.
Charity.
Good morning. I'm Charity, a Faith FM bot. Can I get your address? Well, Charity, I don't want to take a book from a listener, so I will not respond, but they will, and we will send somebody to your door with that book.
Cool.
Thanks, guys. Let's pray to wrap it up. Dear God in heaven, we thank you so much for the way the Bible gives us answers for what's coming next. And we see much happening in the world. But we know, God, your call for us is to be of good cheer, because you promised Jesus that you have overcome the world. And we thank you for that. And we pray that as the listeners receive this book, that they would find answers and hope of what the Bible says is coming next. God, we know we can't trust and take refuge in politicians or the systems of this world, but we can take refuge and trust in you, Jesus. And so we thank you for that, and we pray in your name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, guys. We'll thanks, see you next Morgan. Week.
I'll get my Bible verse ready for next week, mate.
Good on you, Carl.
Bit more sleep.